welcome to Ardgour, Strontian, Morvern, Acharachal and Ardnamurchan, to the West Highland Peninsulas, where we gather together for worship on this Palm Sunday. Let us worship God. We begin as we hear, as we reflect upon the words, perhaps even as we sing along to Ride On, Ride On.
Let's pray. Holy One, we put aside time now to offer our worship and to again celebrate that Jesus came to show what it meant to be a person of God. We remember those different people who waved branches or laid cloaks on the ground for Jesus, and we think of ourselves as being there in the crowd. Maybe not certain of why we were there, and forgive us for that, but assured of the welcome understanding that you would give. We remember those who were oppressed by Rome and looking for a saviour. a warrior to restore Jesus to its former glory, a king who would save them all. And we think of ourselves, looking for the Saviour to solve all our problems. As we forget, it's up to us to step out with you guiding and directing us. We think of those people and situations that oppress us, or of where we too are oppressing. Forgive us, Lord, and assure us of your mercy. We come humbly into your presence, Lord, and offer this time to reset our values and see what matters to you. Help us, Lord, to follow in your footsteps and to praise you as we go. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.
A reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, reading the first 11 verses. As they approached Jerusalem near the towns of Bethphage and Bethany, they came to the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples on ahead with these instructions. Go to the village there ahead of you. As soon as you get there, you'll find a colt tied up that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if someone asks you why you are doing that, say that the master needs it and will send it back at once. So they went and found a colt in the street tied to the door of a house. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders asked them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered, just as Jesus had told them, and the crowd let them go. They brought the colt to Jesus, threw their cloaks over the animal, and Jesus got on. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches in the field and spread them on the road. The people who were in front and those who followed behind began to shout, "Praise God! God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord! God bless the coming kingdom of King David, our Father. Praise be to God." Jesus entered Jerusalem, went into the temple, and looked around at everything. But since it was already late in the day, he went out to Bethany with the 12 disciples. Amen. So here we are at Palm Sunday, the beginning of another Holy Week. Last year, we also marked Holy Week in a time of COVID restriction. And so once again, we reflect on these things through that lens of COVID and lockdown and how we have been doing things differently, including our worship and praise of our God. Our Palm Sunday story is an old story from 2,000 years ago, and yet it is, in a sense, our story. It's the story of how Jesus enters into Ardgour and Kingairloch and Strontian and Morvern and Acharachol and Ardnamurchan and wherever it is that you are watching this worship video. It's a story that invites our participation in the things of God. To two of Jesus' followers, he said, "I want you to go and find a colt." A strange request that came with the information, if anyone asks why, say, "The master needs it." A strange request. And they followed. They followed Jesus in doing what he asked. They were among the activists for the cause. And then we're told that there were bystanders. There were those who saw the disciples untying the colt and said, "Oi, what are you doing? What are you doing untying that colt?" Maybe they were more than just bystanders. They were the naysayers. "What are you doing? What are you up to?" Activists, bystanders, they're around in any situation. And this year, as we reflect once more on the things of Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, we must ask ourselves, where are we? Where am I in that journey? Where am I in that story? It was a scene of joyful praise. Loud noises, colour, vibrancy, palm branch waving, and shouts of Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But that Palm Sunday scene, the sounds of Palm Sunday would change. Not shouts of Hosanna, but shouts of crucify him, crucify him. Our passage today from Mark's Gospel ended with the thought that Jesus rode into Jerusalem and he went to the temple and he looked all around at everything. We have the benefit of the end of the story. And we know that Jesus will enter into the temple again and will overturn the tables of the money changers. We know that the story journeys through many questions, a story that takes us to an upper room and a shared meal, a story that takes us to the cross. But it's a story that takes us beyond the cross, a story that takes us to resurrection and to life, and a story that would continue in the church. And I wonder today if Jesus looks around
not a temple in Jerusalem, but a worldwide church. And I'm not thinking of buildings, I'm thinking of the people. He looks around at everything. And what does he see? Activists ushering in the kingdom of God, proclaiming the gospel, sharing the good news, reaching out to the poor, or bystanders? Bystanders hoping that someone else will roll up their sleeves. What does the risen Christ see today as he looks around the church? What does he hear? Glad, grateful, sincere shouts of praise and cries of Hosanna, or the cries of crucify, as our actions betray loyalty to the way of Christ? Can I invite you to go and untie a colt? Not literally. But can I invite you to go and do something that might take a wee bit of effort, that might seem a little strange? Will you go and on YouTube or Facebook leave a wee comment, a favourable one? It'll help the algorithms. It'll help share the good news in this, our digital world. And if that seems too much, then just tap the like or the subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Will you go and untie a colt? Will you go and tell a neighbour, a family member, a friend? Tell them that you were at church today. Tell them that Holy Week is special. Will you journey this week, this Holy Week, knowing that the risen Christ journeys with you? May you have a blessed Holy Week as we journey with Jesus, as Jesus journeys with us through suffering, through difficult times, but onwards, beyond the cross, to life and to resurrection. Amen.
A prayer for ourselves and for others. Lord Jesus, you entered Jerusalem in quiet humility. You took the form of a servant, even to the point of death on a cross. You emptied yourself of love and of life, so that we might be filled. Come again, Lord Jesus, come to this troubled world, with all its needs, all its tensions, all its problems, and with all its evils. Bring healing where there is division, love where there is hatred. Bring hope where there is despair, and joy where there is sorrow. Confidence where there is weakness, healing where there is sickness, life where there is death. Lord Jesus, come again. Reach out to the people who make up your church. Reach out to the world. Reach through us, your followers, despite the weakness of our faith and our fear of rejection. Lord God, may your will be done here and around the world. May your kingdom be seen. We pray for this, Lord. Amen.
And with our prayers, we bring our offerings. We bring the things you ask of us. We bring the things we offer in glad response to your love. Generous God, you give freely of your love and care for everyone. Receive our offerings. Take and use them for the work of the kingdom. And hear us as we bring all our praying together, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
As we end our worship, may you know of God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you and with all those you love and those you should love throughout this Holy Week and always. Amen.